Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man DJ Headlove going down on this Tuesday night. We got a special guest tonight coming to you. She is the one and only Miss Sheila Johnson, so don't turn that dial. We'll be back with her and more on True West Radio. If you want to tap in, baby, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby, and we're going to give a little praise right now. So you make sure you make sure that you get yourself together and let's have a good time tonight. Let's go. We're going to start out with a little cooling water. True West Radio. Don't turn that dial. Let's go.
Came up out of that water. I had a new one.
Either this life is meaningless or its meaningless eclipsed by a series of events that satisfy for the moment. But once your moment is past, your moment's the past, and poof, dude, you can't revive it or hold it. You're born, you suffer, you die when you're older. But there's a loophole, I wouldn't lie to my soldiers, nor would I lie to my sisters. God is my witness, Jesus Christ is the only escape from out of your prison. Let's go! Unclean, we're seen, he's unseen. You don't want him to flee the scene. You need him to intervene in your life. Therefore, come cling to the king. He clings to those things that he loves. Bring flames to the things that he hates. Be sure not to worship things that he shapes. For things that he makes to the things that will shake. Yes, things that he makes to the things he creates. You exchange him for those things. You're suppressing the truth. That simply means that you know he exists. And in him, all things consist. And that he's powerful. What? You ignore him. You don't want to be accountable and responsible for doing that which is considered sin. Which is simply those things that are inconsistent with him. His antithesis makes you consider him not. Consider the plot. Consider your lot. And ask yourself if you're a citizen in the city of God. The soul. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. For a single meal, we sell our birthright. And that's senseless, like straightening your motorcycle for a dirt bike. I mean, earthside, but turning a searchlight, you'll find it's not a new pair of Jordans. It's some hurt knife for birthright and a gravy like an update. So that of the nature of a night and a day, you know it's here that it's gone. This earth is temporary. I hope that you adhere to what you hear in the song. Yes, torn here to his throne. Otherwise, you guys, the creator's creation. It is clear that that's wrong. You can be sincere, but sincerely wrong. I'm just trying to remind you need to be fearing the Lord. Let's go. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is, yes, this is for you. He's clean, we're unclean, we're seen, he's unseen. Yes, this is, you got it. Yes, it's the same theme, it's redundant. For the moment, it's one. Life's for the moment. But once your moment under the sun is over, your moment is done, yo. You don't control your moments. Your moment's your owner. Trust me, if you controlled your moment, then you will hold on to the moment that's golden. But you can't, cause your moment is fleeting. And God designed it that way to get you to grow from mistaking. Why you think the starry coast and the ocean's intriguing? And you were created a socio-emotional being. God did this to provoke you to think in terms of whether or not you're in fellowship with the holiest being. Jesus Christ, the holiest meaning. Set apart, waiting for you and your homies to agree with him. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is, yes, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is for you. Yes, this is, yes, this is for you.
Yeah, just a little bit of uplifting. When we come back, we're going to have Miss Sheila Johnson. Don't turn that down. True West.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. It is the sweetest
name. I know. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Yes, it is.
And it's just for me alone.
Yeah, we are in the house tonight. I want to play one of these songs for my special guest that's going to be here real short. We're going to jump into one of her cuts and let y'all check out what she's bringing to the table. So definitely want to get you into that. Also, if you tune in online and you would like to be a part of the show or ask questions, call in 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. So just sit back, chill out, relax. We got some gospel for you, brand new gospel by Ms. Sheba Johnson. This is called Feel Me. Check it out right here for U.S. Radio. Yeah, that's Feel Me, Baby. Miss Sheila Johnson, our special guest, is in the house tonight. We're going to jump right into the goodness of her. Miss Johnson, welcome to True West Radio. I'm your host, DJ Headlove. I have with me also Trulia Monroe, who is a recording artist here on The True. Let's jump right into you, Miss Johnson.
Okay.
You have really sparked the gospel world. With your beautiful sound and such a great presence that you give, your music is very uplifting and very spiritual. Now I can't tell. I ain't gonna even ask you if you grew up in church, because I know you was in church choir all your life. You know, we know your stuff. But what was it that drove your passion to want to give back and do gospel music?
Well, like you said, I grew up in the church, and I've been singing in different choirs. I sung, you know, youth, young adult gospel. Even when I was in college, we had a gospel choir in college. And I give it all to my husband, because he was like, you know what, you can really sing. We need to put you on in the studio. And I said, okay. And so that's where it just took off. Because I was always told there's a difference. There's church singing and there's studio singing. So
right.
I put it all. We did, you know, put it all together, and it worked out for us. And we give God all the praises, because my husband, he's a wonderful man. So I credit him getting the music together, put me in the studio, and like I said, all praises to God for it too.
So, was all of your songs in-house written, or did you have any co-writers?
Well, Jerry wrote basically all the songs, pretty much. I may have added a little bit here and there, but he basically wrote majority of the songs. Yeah, so Jerry's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
But he's bringing out the songwriter in me too. So
we had fun
doing it too. I was just saying we had fun doing getting the songs together and writing the songs. But he makes it seem easy.
Now, one thing I want to ask you, how did it feel coming in as a new artist and, like, getting recognition and winning, awards and everything like that? How was that feeling to you?
Well, it's exciting, but I'm still me. So, and I'm going to be me because I've been me all my life. So I'm still me. But like I said, it's exciting. But I know who I give all the praises to. I'm never going to stop looking up to him.
Right.
Because like I said, it's exciting. But I know where my help comes from, and that's who I give all my praises to.
Now, what would you tell a young singer coming up how to manifest his voice? Because, you know, some people have voices that just haven't been manifested yet. What would you give them as far as a little intuition of how to develop them? Do you give any vocal lessons or anything like that?
As of right now, I don't. But the advice I would like to give them is just keep singing for the Lord, keep singing for God, because what you do for him will last. But always be open to constructive criticism, because you can always, you know, keep learning to do better and better.
Right.
Whether it's singing, stage presence, or, you know, just overall presenting yourself.
Okay.
So I would say just keep singing for him, because God will open doors that no man can close.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that, did you do any features with anyone on this project?
Just with Jerry. He's on there. He's playing the saxophone. But I plan to do some other features, like other features with. I plan to do that probably during the summertime, because that's when I have more time to dedicate that type of time to. I don't want to say this yet, because you know when people say, you know, let's get together, you don't want to say anything until it's completed.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. Mm-hmm. Totally understand. Tell us about the two songs we have here, "Pray" and "He's Been Good." Those are the next two selections that we have coming up.
Okay, those are my favorite ones. I mean, I love "Feel Me," but "He's Been Good." Let me tell you the story on that. My husband and I was just sitting around talking about how good God's been. And I said, you know what, babe? I said, not only God's been good, but he's been good. And so we put this in a song, and that's like my favorite song, because that's how I was feeling at when I was talking about God, because not only he's been good, but he's been so good, I have to say it, put an emphasis on it.
Right, definitely.
And "Pray Without Ceasing," we was just listening to the music, coming up with the words, and my husband, he just came up with "Pray Without Ceasing." I said, you know what? Yeah, that's in the Bible, that we need to pray without ceasing. So that song really resonated with us, that we need to pray without ceasing. And I even put the verse in there, 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, if my people will call me by my name, I put that verse in mirror. And it just, to me, it went, my husband said, that really goes with that song. So that's one of my favorites, too, because we all need prayer. And we need to pray with our people. But, yeah, you playing, those are two good ones. And my husband's on the, he's been good. He's playing the saxophone. So if you like saxophone playing, he's doing his thing.
Well, we're different. We're going to jump into both of these tracks. And we're going to come back with more, Ms. Johnson. Don't turn that dial. 323-642-1597. If you're listening online, call in, press 1, ask questions, or just give your praise, man. It is a beautiful thing tonight. So make sure you keep your ears locked. We're going to go down with prayer first, and then we're going to hit you with that. He's been good. Back to back, Ms. Sheila Johnson, baby. True West Radio, let's go.
2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
You got to pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing. You can pray. Pray. Pray for any reason.
You got to pray.
2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Are you a group leader or someone in charge of transporting groups of adults or children? Ever worry if you're hiring the right ground transportation for your group? Well, minimize that stress with great info by way of free books, all for the asking by notable author Craig Speck, author of The Ultimate Common Sense Ground Transportation Guide for Traveling Groups. Avoid the pitfalls of hiring the wrong ground transportation and make the best use of your time. Get the free books at 817-437-8702. That's 817-437-8702. Be informed.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why
it up
when you can,
when you
can,
when you
bat
can,
it up,
bat 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 it
up.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we are back. Hot music set right there from the lovely Miss Sheila Johnson in the house tonight, man. Those were some wonderful tracks. I have some more questions now for you. Being in the
okay.
gospel sector, being in the gospel sector, what is it like doing concerts? I mean, you know, the gospel sector is so much different from the worldly sector that I want to just how do they go about doing those concerts?
Well, so far we've had a good time. Generally, people are kind, nice, very encouraging. You know, even if you're not on point that day, they're still encouraging you to keep on, you know. You know, you hear maybe stuff, but overall, I've had a positive experience. So far, so good. So, like I said, when I'm singing for him, praising him. So,
right.
So, I mean, because my husband, he used to be a rapper, and I used to follow him when he did some production in, you know, before gospel. And, you know, there is a difference, you know, but I think there's good people everywhere.
Right.
But my mission now is to spread the word. So whoever can hear the goodness of God and encourage them and comfort them and steer them in the right way, that's my mission now as far as singing. Because if I can bring one soul closer to God, it's worth it.
Do you have any tour dates set up as of yet?
Well, every weekend we're pretty much busy now. So we're going to be singing at the African American Museum in Tyler, Mother's Day. We're going to be singing on June 17th with Shirley Caesar and Dorothy Norwood. We're going to be in Hillsboro. We're going to be we're pretty much Louisiana. We're pretty much Atlanta. We're pretty busy.
Ooh. I might need to jump in y'all luggage or something.
In Las Vegas.
Okay, it's tentative that I may be singing at the Stellar's showcases.
Okay.
Showcases are usually before or after the Stellar's.
Well, that's wonderful. I have my correspondents, Buddha Ali and Trulia Monroe on the show. I'm going to give them a chance to ask you a few questions if they have any at this time.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Trulia. I got a question to ask you. Well, maybe two. How do you go by choosing the right tone or beat for your music? Also, how do you put feelings into your songs when they're being wrote by someone else? Like, how do you put that emotion into it when it's being wrote by someone else?
Good question. I just let the Lord use me, and I'm a musician as well, so I kind of know what keys I sing in and what I'm comfortable in. So if you get someone that can tell you what keys that you practice and what you feel comfortable in, and they can tell you, you know, your range, okay? And like I said, just let the Lord use you. Just let him use you, and however which way it comes, he usually guides you into singing the right song for you.
Okay. Good answer. You got a question, Buddha?
Hey, good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustles Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotion. Shout out to Hype International, Docs Entertainment, United Hoods of America, everybody listening to the panel, man. I've been listening to the show, man. It's lovely. It's lovely. It's good to hear Miss Sheila Johnson, man. Live on the air on True Radio, True West. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor and pleasure to be have you on the show tonight. Man, you just doing so great. I salute you and the whole Hype International team. Y'all been doing, like you said, y'all been doing it every weekend. I told them last night we were on the show. I said they be gone all the time doing shows. So he's been good. That's my favorite song. He's been good. But that new one, Pray, I'm like, man, I'm with the label. I ain't heard that one. So, man, I was jamming that. I like it and Pray. It's a new wave. You put the new wave in gospel. Well, that's what y'all doing. You and shout out to Delisha James and Miss Williams, Charlotte Williams. Y'all, man, y'all ladies really doing it, man. And shout out to Big Brother CEO Jerry, the $1 million Hype Johnson, man. He's always been doing big things, man. I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm glad she mentioned the saxophone. Back in, we were singing in the choir. I was singing in the choir. I was with the Episcopal African the AME.
Mm-hmm.
I was with going to the church in Crockett, the AME church, and we were doing tours every Sunday. And we did a show. We went to Orange, Texas. We went to a lot of places. We were down there in Tyler at Texas College one time. But anyway, I met her husband, Jerry. Well, we seen each other, but we linked up. But Jerry was playing the saxophone in Jacksonville, Texas at a church. That's the first time I ever seen Hype. And later on, 2 years later, he was working with Snag at Walmart Warehouse. So I've been doing Hype for a minute. He's been in this gospel thing. It just ain't happened overnight. He's been doing, like you said, for a long time. He always put God first. I mean, that's how I started out in the church. I mean, I was doing shows and plays, and you know, we all do that as children, but my musical energy came from in the church. My mom was going to church all the time, peace be on the ancestors. And Bob was playing the piano at Friendship Baptist Church. So it was always church. When I was coming up, Andre Crouch and what's the other gospel singers would come out, the Whining. These were all the, you know, and y'all coming up in that same channel, you know, time repeats itself. Y'all catching that chain, that little notch right there, and it's coming, it's turning to y'all, and now y'all turning it. The gospel network, the gospel circuit. I mean, it's been going on for a minute. Shout out to a group out of Shiloh, Texas. I traveled with them for about 2 years. Inspiration. And I was the sound man. I carried equipment. But I got to see the gospel tour for 2 years. I was on the tour just like they doing, seeing all that. And it's beautiful, man. And y'all leading the pack. That's what's so great. Y'all done got awards in Atlanta. Y'all done received awards in Dallas, Houston. Y'all got trophies. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, it's paying off and it's getting bigger and better. And he's been good. I just want to say, It was good. I'm glad you're on the air, Miss Sheila Johnson. Salute you and Jerry and the whole Hype International Empire.
Most definitely.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, we wouldn't be pushing. We wouldn't be honest with you. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for Buddha.
Oh, that's Hype. I hear Hype. What's up, Hype? Okay, Hype. They got a show too. Yeah, man. That's great, man. I'm glad y'all got on here, man. Salute to y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. And like I said, I met Hype in Jacksonville. He was playing the saxophone. We were going to Miles Chapel, AME Church, Crockett, Texas. We were the choir. We went everywhere. And every church we done went to, I think Hype was the first saxophone player we seen that do solos. He was leading the solo in the church. And Hype could play that sax, man.
Yeah.
He a cool cat on that sax, man.
He played that sax.
And he was playing that gospel, so I'm glad he put God first. You know, me and Hype rap together. We toured in the rap world, too. We stayed up night and day. So for the other side, the underworld, we stayed up night and day doing shows, you know. Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. Houston, Streetport, down this way in Arkansas. We used to travel them back roads like B.B. King and Elvis Presley. We traveled them back roads going to do the next show, going to the next gig. But now he back on in the gospel network, so he ain't never let go. People thought he let go, but he ain't never let go. He just had, he had let go and let God, and that's what he's doing now.
Right on.
And I love it. Praise the Lord, man. I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for y'all, man.
Thank you. Let me make this plain.
I'm always promoting the Zone 24 TV. These are actual owners on the line. Sheila and Jerry Hype Johnson. They been back in the zone from day one. That's been about 12 years ago, 2008, 2009, somewhere in there. And like she said, she was rocking with us then. They came down here to Arkansas to the gym, White House. They went and filmed it and everything. It's still online now where they went down there and hosted. They hosted a lot of stuff, man. So she, like she said, she filmed Jerry through a lot of this, man, tours and things. So she ride or die. You know,
right,
you make a play, you know. She ride or die. Soul gospel singer sister.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been a great journey, you know, watching y'all from childhood friends, you know, thanks to Buddha. I met Hype at an early age too, you know. Actually, we all met in church subliminally because I was in the church sector for a while too. but I wasn't as good a singer as Buddha and them, you know. So we didn't get a child that much. They always wanted me to, but I never felt like I had what it took. But it's not about being able to, or it's about owning up to your craft and allowing God to use you. And that was something that I never did as
That's
a child.
Right.
Just, you know, until I got older to learn to manifest what he has given me, things made a drastic change. And it all brought me back to humbleness, to that, you know, to be appreciative of everything. So it's definitely, I'm definitely appreciative of y'all being on the show tonight. This has been a wonderful feast for me. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media, how we can get in touch with you for any gospel contained shows or something that may come up. Maybe a church or something that wants to have you there just to bring the spirits up, you know. Let us know how we can contact you and make that happen.
Yes, you can contact us at HypeInternationalRecords.com. Jerry is the CEO of Hype International Records, and he has all our information on his website. My songs are available on all digital outlets, and right now we're streaming pretty good on Spotify with do you have Get My Praise On? Because it's got about 50,000 streams on it right now.
Get My Praise On.
Get My Praise On.
I thought I uploaded
it. Okay. It has a, everybody's saying it's having a Southern Soul flair to it. And they really like that song when we sing it. And Jerry's on there singing too, so.
Really?
And playing the saxophone.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And think
nice.
I'm on TikTok too. Jerry's on TikTok too.
Okay. You know what? I don't believe. No, he didn't. I didn't get that one.
Yeah, he said he's gonna send it to you.
Okay.
He's getting ready to send it to you.
Okay. Okay.
Because last time I checked, it had like 51 streams.
Wow.
51,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 51,000. I'm with you.
Oh, Jerry said
59,000
now.
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. It's coming, y'all. Y'all putting in work. Y'all putting it out there. Y'all doing shows every, praise the Most High. Y'all doing shows every weekend. Y'all getting up there safe and sound. Y'all got three, you got two more orders. I mean, y'all selections are beautiful.
Thank you.
Everything looks good. Is Mr. Everywhere on the line?
No, he's not.
Okay, yeah, I know he said, shout out to him, King Scratch, everybody listening. But yeah, Sister Law, I mean, Miss Sheila, that new song, I like that a lot. Now you having the music videos right now? Y'all working on that? Are y'all getting live for like other? I see a lot of stuff. Y'all get some live footage for the videos. Is it coming up? While y'all doing the show?
Yes, we sure are. You know, I have that one Feel Me app, but we're working on a couple of others.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll be out soon. But we're working on it.
And congratulations on your stream.
Thank you. Jerry's going to send that song to you, too.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I'm waiting till I got the email open. Just wait.
Can y'all tell us
thank
about...
Thank y'all for having us.
Most definitely. And we want you to know that you're welcome here anytime to come lift us, you know, lift us up, give us some praise, you know, help us lift it up because we need it too, you know what I'm saying? I need God more than I do anything in the world. So, you know, we love to have our people to come back on and keep sharing your goodness with us and the people that are listening. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate you for having us.
Yes.
The only way we're going to get known is for people like you to take the time to invite us on to your platforms. It's greatly appreciated. Because without y'all, we'll never get known. And we can't do our ministry without people like you.
We thank you so much. I'm just saying, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have y'all here and to know that we got so many years, you know, together, you know, that it's really crazy how we all, you know, intertwine and come together.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing is if Sheila can get a plaque, we all get one.
Okay.
Hey, that's praise the Lord. That's why I'm going to ask you, Jared. Let everybody know why we got both y'all to learn. Let everybody know about y'all, the other TV network, All Nations TV, that y'all have, where y'all do a lot of gospel and y'all can be seen there as well. Let them know about that.
All Nations TV is, we're on Roku. So if you can click on Roku, you can, we got a lot of preaching and we got gospel videos. 24 hours. So it's a pretty good deal. That's how I ended up getting most of my connections has been with All Nations TV. Because I've been traveling around the nation with them filming different venues and shows for people. But it's been a blessing, man. Our goal is to have Sheila nominated for a Stellar in 2024. We plan on because you have to have 100,000 streams to be eligible to be nominated. And right now she's at 79,000.
Amen.
So we're pushing promotion to try to get her over the top. If we can get her over that 100,000, get over the 100,000 mark. Then we can get what she can. It'll open up some doors for her to put her in some places. That'll put her on Billboard and the Stellars. So that's what we're trying to get to. And like I said, once we get that, then we can start passing those plaques out because we need them to accomplish the goals. But the first
I hope
goals,
I get one.
Hey, we're going to support all the radio stations that support us. We're going to show you love.
Right
on.
That's Mr. Edward in the background.
Patrick,
what's up, Mr.
Phillips,
Edward? Why did you mention your name?
Mr. Everywhere mastered all the music.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Go ahead, Mr.
We just talked to him today.
Yeah, he's on the line.
Yeah,
he's on the line. Buddha
he's
Ali,
a bad man.
Troya. Y'all have Ike King Scratch on the line, too, if y'all. If Scratch, you want? So got something you want to say? We'll only know silence give consent, as they say.
Okay,
the
I want to say keep up the good work. Hype International Records, Jerry Johnson, Sheila Johnson, Jaleesha. Charlotte, All y'all are doing a wonderful job in the gospel genre of music. It's looking real promising for y'all. You know, I want y'all to keep focus on the task at hand. That's doing it for the name of the Lord, and your blessings are gonna come.
Yeah. Right on, most definitely. But we're gonna jump into this hot cut. Get my praise on. I want to thank y'all for being a part of the show tonight, and we look forward to hearing from you and doing more with you in the future. So don't forget about us over here at the truth.
Oh, no, anytime you need us, we'll be there.
Every time we come through Crockett, Jerry talks about y'all.
Well, hopefully the next time y'all come back through Crockett, y'all will stop by and see old Cat.
Okay.
Still holding down in the pod, baby. Going down. True West Radio, we got a couple of jams we're going to play. Then we're going to get back to the truth. Don't stop what you're doing, baby. Just keep giving it up. Give it up for my special guest, Miss Johnson, tonight. Miss Sheila Johnson. She can find her on all social platforms. Find her music on all media. Make sure you get the goodness. And remember to put God first. And he'll make sure everything else falls through.
Yeah.
Get our praise on. Let's go.
my Savior down from off that rugged ground. Say, lady, man, the tune, it seemed all hope was truly low. But the third day came along and brought the rhythm of life. The stone rolled away, an angel proudly proclaimed.
To come in soft now, come on.
You're the only one. Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, West. Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
The hip hop list. You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Well, yeah, we are back in True West Radio. That was a lovely jam by Miss Sheila Johnson called Nobody. You heard it right here. True West Radio, man. I got my people with me. Mr. Everywhere, Buddha Ali, Truya Monroe is in the building. What's going on, my people? Great interview. Great presence. Nothing but the love of God in that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got you.
Hey, y'all, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay.
They still, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Man, that was a great show, man. It was beautiful, man. They Hype International still on the line?
Yes, they are. Matter of fact, they are.
Beautiful, man. I'm sorry. That was a nice combination of gospel, heavy did, man. And I just can't, I thank y'all, and I give Lord the glory. The music y'all play, like I said, it's very uplifting. I'm not just saying it because I'm, you know, by me being a going, coming out the choir, raised in the choir, and I've been all kinds of, I've been through all kinds of religions, but the music I'm hearing, not to say comparing religions, but your music, the selection that y'all playing on the circuit of just right on time, and I say it because, like, y'all have a mix of the old, what they call, old-fashioned, new-fashioned, and future-fashioned, a style of gospel. You see what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Like I said, you can hear the Clark sister in there. You can hear Cleveland, James Cleveland. You can hear Reverend Cleveland. You hear what I'm saying? And you can, like you say, you hear the new wave of, you know, the Mary, the Kurt. But y'all style, the distinctive style, the way y'all singing the music is like no other. See what I'm saying? It's more like you say Southern soul. It's more Southern soul than anything, you know, the presentation, the delivery of Southern soul. So, man, it's penetrating it. I mean, it really lighted me up every time I listen to it.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Y'all made me want to throw a gospel concert in the park and meet everybody here that there.
Hey, you heard the Southern Soul instrumental? See what we're working on.
Yeah. I like it too. I like it.
That's well, let us know when you throw that show.
We definitely gonna try to put something together. As soon as I get healed and get up, boy, it's old and popping. I'm gonna try to manifest a few things while I'm down. See if I can get a few things to go through. I know some churches up there would love to have those vocals in their church, you know, on a Sunday, bringing praise to the house. So I know that would be deeply appreciated in this area.
My wife didn't tell you she's the minister of music at our church. She's a piano player, so she's a musician. She's a musician at our church, and I just accompany her. I play along with her on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she left that out, but that's not.
I did say I was music. That's how I can fill the keys that I'm in and figure out which keys I can sing the best in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I thought you meant that you could.
But he did elaborate more on I do play for a church. Been there for 20 years. And
23 years.
And me and Jerry and I, we play on Sundays. They call us Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. That sounds nice. That's fair
enough. I remember back in the day, y'all were the Johnson family. Majority of family was singing with y'all too when y'all first come out.
The girls sang with. They grew up. They grew up, fell in love, got grown, and that was the end of that.
Should not fell in love.
They'll be back. They'll be back, man. Y'all remember y'all first come out? I remember seeing that video y'all made out, and you were playing the piano, and they were singing, and it was into the clouds. Y'all had the clouds in the background and everything.
Hype always have found a good edge as far as shooting videos with location, scenery, and scenery. You know, he's always found good locations for great videos. I've seen several videos that he shot that really were very outstanding. You know, he's a very talented man, and you have one of the best that you could possibly get to work with you, and he has one of the best that he could possibly get. So y'all definitely, you know, are a pair of greatness right now that's out there.
Yeah, he's going to ride or die, man. I would trade him for nothing.
Big fact, man. I seen it. I know it. And then this was so cool about it. Y'all combination of doing things that y'all been doing since I met you, man, y'all have y'all been going to the top every time. Y'all done hit some low spot, wouldn't nobody even know it, because y'all be going and coming up all the time.
Since we met each other, we've been extremely blessed. We feel God ordained our marriage.
And that's wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, so we've been married 10 years and we haven't had an argument yet. But I will say when I feel like doing something, I think about how she would feel before I do it. And then before I try to say something, if I do say something, she don't say nothing. I think about what she would say or how I feel in her shoes, and she does vice versa. And so we hadn't had to argue about that. So she say, leave that person alone. It gives me a funny feeling. I leave that person alone.
Good night,
That's good advice. That's good advice that you just gave. You know, being married and how to look at things. Cause a lot of men don't. I mean, I know when you get married, y'all, you know, you become one. But like you say, y'all been together, and y'all ain't really had no. You know. Y'all ain't had no kind of. You know what I'm saying? No kind of.
We ain't had
sold off. No kind of evil has thrown y'all off track or, you know, threw y'all off y'all love boat, because that evil be out here. Y'all solid with each other, man. That's all that matters, regardless.
Yeah. Yes, you were just saying a while ago, when I'm in the tow truck, going to tow a truck, she in the truck with me. No air conditioning, sweating, smiling. With a smile on her face.
Make you pick up that truck with a fast suit on it.
Yeah.
Boy, you crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
glad you mentioned that. I'm going to contact you about something that you may be interested in. You know, I don't know. But I'm going to hit you up after the show and see what your views is on that. And we're going to get you on some other, connected on some other business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. You know, that's how we do. If she with it, I'm with it.
Yeah, most definitely. I got some people that's looking for some transportation, hauling cars or whatever, you know. I know a couple of people that want some cars hauled from place to place. And it's a long haul, so they're looking for a company that can hold that status. And I was thinking about you. I said I'm going to call Hyke and see if he got something on deck, you know, or somebody can hold that job.
Tell them about Johnson Sports. Tell them about your company, Hike. Tell them, I know we got to spell the gospel lick, but tell them about, you know, Johnson Sports and what you also got going on prior to the gospel,
I said like this. Well, God has blessed us to be able to have a tow truck and a garage. So what we can do, we can bless people with a cheap price to repair they vehicles and get them back on the road. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah, we got a rollback tow truck, so we can take two cars at a time.
Okay.
Tell them about the cars you and Jerry Jr. made. Y'all designed a sports car and a UPS truck, and then y'all do, you know, you do customs too, and then you got the car lot. Y'all used to have beauty salon. Let them know y'all, the Hype International Empire. Just give them a breakdown how real it is with the team.
My wife says if it make money, get it. I see behind me. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. So,
right on.
So she don't care if I make 2 cents. If I make 2 cents, he said that's okay. We're gonna do better, but needs to make more than one. Yeah, she's shaking. She's shaking her head, smiling.
Yeah, let them know about Hype. Let them know about Hype International. Like you said, you got the y'all got the Corvette Club and everything. Y'all got a lot going. Y'all be doing, you know, and it's all gospel affiliated.
The first time we went to it, my wife's a member of a Corvette Club, So the first time we went to one of the national meetings, they were playing Southern soul music, and we played one of her songs. And they said, and everybody was dancing. It was loud. And when her song came on, everybody got quiet as a mouse. Everybody got quiet. We went, what? What'd they say?
I heard one of the women say, "Stop that cussing, the gospel song on."
You know, funny thing.
So it's funny, at the end of the day, I'm still the same old hype I always was. But we're doing gospel music, and we're like I said, we've always praised God. When we did Mad Cat, what was a positive could have been considered gospel music, because it was positive.
Right.
So and actually, we actually had some Christian stores offer to put our store. Oh, actually, we did put the music in some gospel Christian stores.
Christian bookstore. You sure right.
Yeah. So and that was because we always had a positive message.
And since you spoke on it, Hike, you made me think about something. We actually have one of the songs that y'all did that I always say was beforehand and before time. And if y'all don't mind, I would like to play the song. I want to play it right here.
I want to hear it too.
if y'all don't mind, I just want to play it right quick. I love hearing this song.
Okay.
Because the message in the song is so now from the time it was made. If you listen to the song, everything is happening around us right now, and people are not aware or even have their eyes open to the fact that was spoken in the Bible. And this song actually covers a lot of that. So if y'all don't mind, I'd like to play it right quick, and then we come right back in. I ain't going to play no commercials. I'm going to come right back with us talking. But I got to let y'all know it's no more time left. To be
close.
Take that way, go down. Oh no, homeboy, you got me bent. Come out with my fellow, bring my
fist and always represent. Tell us the word, I'm making here. So kill that bullshit, ain't no time left, man.
So I say a prayer as a light of joy. Since I lost my father from natural causes, everything I do starts to pause. Mama keeps me so, she tell me stories of growing up. Still the way I see it, it won't be long. Haters and unbelievers burning, we're all gone. The sun, the moon, reach a picture. We're running out of time, will it get you? Now every nation is going for revenge by the rest of the kingdom.
That's what's still there, the gospel came in peace.
That's right, baby. A song before its time that's definitely relevant to today's activities and everything that's going on around the world. No More Time Left, formed by Mad Cat, as we have two of the original members on the group on the phone.
Available on Amazon.
Time.
Yeah. Amazon, iTunes, it's available.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that was a hot song, man.
And there's a video on YouTube.
Yes, video on YouTube also.
Yeah, yeah. And see, I was like doing gospel before, you know what I'm saying? That song, that has a great gospel presence.
It does. Now you listening to it from the other end, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see,
That was 23 years ago.
That's what I'm talking about. That was 23 years ago. And the song is more relevant now with what's going on, you know, that was going on back then.
That's crazy.
Because it's a well-rounded song, as well as all of the songs we heard tonight. You know. So definitely, you know, we try to do some of everything right here to address all genres of music, to have a platform and an outlet for those who can't reach the mainstream.
More than enough.
Yeah, Jerry gonna send you one more song.
Okay. Come on with it.
Yes.
Come on with it.
I'm not real sure.
Yeah, more than that.
I'm gonna send one, but I'm not real sure if that's the one that I need to be. That's the one I need to be sent.
Yeah. That's the one I sent you.
No.
More than enough. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, that Mad Cat had gospel, we had rock, we had rap, we had it all in there, and we just, you know, it was like testimony.
and emotional. It was just, and we got to deal with Universal off that song and tour. So,
Have you ever hooked up with the gospel artist Big Al from down here in Monroe that be in Tyler, Texas?
Not yet, but we hope to.
Okay. I'm just asking.
So I'm gonna no, be.
We
want
to. I'm
saying we want to. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were familiar with him or not. If y'all cross paths.
Oh no, I'm not familiar with him, but we want to get with as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
I tell you.
Yeah, that would be a blessing for us to meet him.
A good combination on a song. I could hear a good gospel song with her and Tony Amari. I could hear them doing a good collaboration.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know who Tony Amari is. He's a new up and coming. He does blues and he does R&B.
Yeah, matter of fact, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy that told me thank you for putting the song on the thing. He's the one that's the one that sing that
I'm free.
No, I've been changed.
Yeah.
That's Tony Amari.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, man. I think about putting him on that Southern Soul, that Southern Soul beat. I think about getting him to do a duet on that.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when I heard it, when I heard the song. I was like, her voice and his voice go good on this right here. But I didn't want to throw that under the bus for you. But yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, you know exactly what.
Yeah, Jerry's friends with all the Southern Soul artists.
Lady B was doing the play, and we had Avell Hollywood in the play when we were making that movie until he blew up and he couldn't. So that was my first introduction to Southern Soul. Jesse Wade was my first introduction to Southern Soul, but I was calling it blues.
Right. He
had this
sound way back.
Young people were calling it Southern Soul.
Yo, he had this sound way back then, and it just
It's just now catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you listen to the new songs he got. Ways off the chain.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good for himself now. You can tell when they start doing good, they don't answer your calls no more.
I told Hype that earlier. I told Jerry earlier. I said, y'all make sure y'all don't change your number. Beyonce already changed it on me already.
We still gonna be
we ain't gonna change. We're gonna change nothing. Well, if we do, y'all all have it. So, but Buddha used to be on the same management as Beyonce.
Yep. I remember those days.
I tried to tell them, like, they don't believe the game is real. I've been telling them we used to be us on them every Saturday at Rose Capital.
Right.
Rose Capital, shout out to Big Brown.
Yeah, what were they called then? They weren't called it. They were called Girls Time at the time.
Yeah.
I remember them on Star Search.
Yeah, when they were with us, they were called Girls Time.
I remember them on Star Search.
Andretta got them that deal. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
And they came a long way from that Star Search.
They really did. I remember being
out there.
I couldn't believe that was the same group. I was like, what?
Yeah, I seen them in Live Oak Studio out there in Berkeley, California when they first recorded that big album.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to be a sign for you, Sheila Johnson. You're going to blow up just like that. The energy's in the building. It's the same way I feel. That's why they said don't change your number. Yeah.
Thank you, Buddha.
I've been calling y'all for the last couple of days myself. I heard from y'all until the show tonight. I've been calling the last 3 days. Y'all blowing up on me.
No, my boot is teacher tired. When I teach that day, by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. I'm wore out mentally from teaching. Jerry don't
that's
believe.
Good.
I say, that's just the type of tired, baby.
What age group are you teaching?
Second graders.
Oh, yeah, you'll be taught. You ain't be tired. You'll be
and
taught.
And guess what? They do not like to be called little boys or girls. I'm like, that's what y'all are. You boys and girls. I'm a young lady. And I'm a man. I said, no.
Is it little boys saying they're a man?
Yeah, little boys want to be called men. I'm like, well you know what? If they're the man of the house, then that might be why they want to be called a man. Because you never know. They was probably the man of the house.
Right.
At that age. You never know what's going on at home, so. But I tell them, you're 8 years old, you're a little boy, and you need to act like a little boy, okay? You need to enjoy your youth while you're young. Have fun. Be a kid.
Yeah, fuck like I did.
Jump out the window.
It's a story. Jump out the window. See if you can fly.
Yeah. I used to run a monkey as a kid. I enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Catching.
Now, do you ever go to the school and entertain the kids?
Yes, we have. I have done a show for that school by the church.
Oh, at Griffin.
I have went and did a show at Griffin. Yes.
It's the school, elementary school in Tyler.
Yeah, we did a concert in the gym for them.
Oh, I know that.
If they stay focused, they could achieve some stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the Corvette Club, went to the same school. And,
no, this is a different school. They went to went to Dale.
And we parked and let them see the cars. We did a few different things.
That's wonderful, man. We like to get that car club, to come down and show some presents down here sometimes. They always have car shows on the square.
Hey, man, let us know when. Send me an invitation. I give it to my president, and we'll try to get at least 9 deep and come.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do. We like to travel.
We might just put something special for that. Cause like I say, they do it. I don't know the dates of when they do it, or how often they do it. They was doing it every weekend. They had the car club would come and all park on the square. You know, everybody tuning in to KIVY, whatever. But I don't know if they still do that like they used to, or they have a special time that they do it. But. I'm quite sure if they know it's a car club coming and it's a car show, that people will show up and, cater to the event. So that may be something that we can put in the works and get going in a few areas around East Texas and abroad, and that would also bring extra attention to what you're doing as well with the music.
Yeah, we would, like I said, that's the type of stuff we look forward to doing, man. For real.
Well, that sounds good.
And if we can bring them together, that's the whole reason why. That's part of the reason why I'm making the Southern Soul music. So when people hear her, they're not intimidated.
Right. Because hey. She go. She's gonna have some feet patting going on when she gets started. That foot get to patting. You know how them old ladies be in the corner shaking their head? They close their eyes and start shaking their head from side to side, patting that foot. You better not interrupt that motion. Yeah.
Did you send it to him?
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Oh, is there?
Hey, hey, I sent you
More Than Enough. That's got it.
Okay.
Now I was told they're playing that one in San Antonio.
And in California.
Okay.
It's in rotation right now.
Well, that's definitely a hot one. We got 3 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to have enough.
I think it's about 3 minutes.
Okay. Let me see if I can twerk this old thingamajig.
Yeah. If you can fade out on it.
Jerry said if you need to fade out on it, that's fine.
I think you get a kick out of it.
Oh yeah. I can tell this one a little bit. I just heard it, but I'm gonna like this one. Yeah, let's see. Let's see if it pull it up. See if we can get it in this thing, baby. Oh, we're gonna have about 2 minutes. We get to hear about 2 minutes of it.
Okay.
That's enough. More than enough.
Right on. Yeah, that'd be just right. Let's see if we can get a little taste of this right here. Where am I at? Let's go. Thank y'all for tuning in to True West. We'll see you tomorrow night. Special guests will be Chopper Law as we get it in again on the True. Y'all be easy. Stay safe and stay prayed up, baby.
Already.
Walk in the glory of the Lord, because he's my all in all.